Welcome to Afyomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peyo Daf Mem Dalet in the Oizvador edition, Perek Chamishi, in the middle of Halacha Beis. So we learned in the Mishnah that if you have a camel, is matzil on the shibboleth, meaning one forgot a shibboleth, forgot an ear to cut it off in the field, but that ear is able to bend and touch the camel, is able to touch connected grain, so it's mitzar if it joins the connected grain and is not considered to be shichicha anymore. So now the Gemara says, "Davar shuroyu le'atzil v'shachecho, mal shi'aseh shichecho." What happens if now he came and forgot the kama? Meaning, this person had a shibboleth, he had shichecho, he forgot about it. But then he says, "Oh, I have a kama, I have connected grain, standing kama, which is good." Now, a few minutes later, he forgot about the kama as well. Now the kama became shichecho. Do you say that original shibboleth that was saved with the kama, does that become shichecha as well? Mao shi'as shichecha, does it become shichecha from now on? Meaning, do we say that once it was saved, so it's not a shichecha anymore, it belongs to Baal HaBayis? Or you look why it was saved. It was saved because of the kama. If the kama itself is shichecha, so what was saved will also become shichecha. Says the one in Shreina Minado, we'll see from the following. Imer is a rishon, is a sheni, is a shlishi. Meaning, he had bundles of tvua that were gathered together. And he had three bundles, and he forgot the fourth one. And we'll see in a moment, three makes a shur, makes one row. So if you have three together, there's no shichecha in three. Shichecha is only with two. So he had a pile of one, two, three, that's one row. Now he forgets the fourth one. Is tayetanim notos hachamishi zareze shichecha. Is tayetanim sha'ol itol hachamishi zareze shichecha. So you have two braces. One says, if he took the fifth one, meaning he finished the fourth, went to the fifth, picked up the fifth, that means he completely forgot about the fourth. He's over with the fourth. So then the fourth is shichecho. The other braisa says you don't have to actually take the fifth. Just he waited enough time that now he was able to take the fifth, even though he didn't actually take it. So, but the fact that he had the time to do it, that means he's complete with the fourth and he's continued to the next stage. Says the Gemara, Amar Abayin Rav Chiya. These two braises are not arguing. Why? The one who says you have to take the fifth, we talk about you have a sixth. You have here a fourth, fifth, and sixth bundles. So as long as he didn't take anything, you have three. There's no shichecha in three. But if he went and took the fifth, now what you have remaining is fourth and sixth. The fourth he forgot. So the fourth becomes shichecha. But if the fifth is still there, so you have three bundles left. Fourth, fifth, and sixth. So they don't become shichecha. So that's why you need to remove the fifth in order for the fourth to be shichecha. Man, the Alma, I'm sure he tells the Chemish, one says you have to wait the time that it takes to pick up the fifth, but you don't have to actually have to take it. You don't have the sixth, you have the only fourth and fifth. So once he waited enough time to remove the fifth, meaning he already finished the avoid of the fourth, so now the fourth becomes shichecha. Im actually does the chamishi loikvar niraloi harivis lidun kishuro. So let's talk about this case. If you have your six, so he forgot the fourth. Right now, the fourth is not shichecho because he still has over here a fifth and a six. Now he takes the fifth away. What happens to the fourth? The fourth that he forgot goes back to become shichecho. So you see, something that was saved from being shichecho can go back to be shichecho. Kvar niraloi harivis lidun kishuro was a shuro. Hadom, that teaches you, from here you see, something that was saved, and then there was a reason to make it shechecho, it becomes shechecho again. Going back to the case of our Mishnah, when you have a shibboleth that is saved because of the kama, if the kama was forgotten as well, the shibboleth will go back to be shechecho. So the question of the Gemara was, something that was saved, can it go back to be shechecho or not? We prove from here, yes, because when you had a fourth, a fifth, and a sixth bundle, the fourth was saved because it was a row. The minute you took the fourth became shichecha, and you went back to be shichecha, and it's not saved anymore. So you see, something that was saved could go back to be shichecha. Says the Gemara in the Mendal Amud Beis. One more question about this thing. Davar shuroi lehatzil v'shachechoi, mao shi'aseh shichecha. Something that is able to save others can now become shichecha. Like in the case of our Mishnah. You have a kama. Now he forgot the kama. Does that kama become shichecha or not? It's interesting that the previous suffix already assumed that if you forget the kama becomes shichecha. The only question is the shibboleth becomes shichecha or not? Now, as if you're going a step back, The Kama itself, that originally was saving the Shibboleths, can that ever become Shechicha? Or you will say something which is a savior, that saves others, that will never become Shechicha. Sedgmon Yishvinu Minado will bring it right from here. Seyo Tvua Akuro, Veseyo Sheina Akuro. So the din is that when you have two seyas, sasayim, that's a measurement, there's no Shechicha in sasayim. It's too big to be Shechicha. What happens if you have seyo, which is detached from the ground, it was oikeret, and there's another seyo, which is still connected to the ground. The question is, do they join together to be saved from Shechicha? So the Mishnah there says it does not join together to be satayim, the connected and the one which is not connected. Says the Gemara, v'tatzil akuro chayna akuro. Or the way of Chaim is going is, v'titzol akuro mishayna akuro. The cut one should be saved by the one which is not cut. Which is what? So you have a Mishnah that says, when you have part which is still a kamo, did not harvest, and you have next to it a part which was harvest, the harvest one is saved by the kamo. The kam was matzil on the oymorim. The kam which is connected to the ground saves the oymorim. Now they forgot the kamo. You want to tell me that the kamo is not saving anymore. So the kamo though originally was saving the oymorim. Now you made it shechicha, it stopped saving. You see for me, Araya, that a savior is not, does not protect it from being shechicha. Because here the kamo was saving the oymorim. And now you forgot the kamo, it becomes shechicha. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Ado Amar, this teaches you, Dova Shuroi Le'atzel V'Shochah, something which is a savior, and he forgot it, Harei Shechicha, it could become Shechicha. Answers the Gemara, Ma'av Yoyin Tipot, will explain it, Be'koitze Shuro U'ma'am Ashur. First of all, he cut a Shuro, and then he piled it. Ve'kva Shochach Esakamo Atshaloi Shoh Ishkach Esoyimor. He forgot the Kama first. The Kama, the part which is connected, they just harvest, that's what he forgot first. And then he forgot the oymorim, the bundles he put together. And now we have a rule that the oymorim don't save the kama. The kama saves the oymorim. The oymorim don't save the kama. So in the question of the Gemara understood, he forgot first the oymorim. And at that time, the kama was saving it. Then he forgot the kama. Says the Gemara, once again, once the kama saved the oymorim, it should not become a shechicha. So the Gemara, the order was the opposite. He first forgot the kama. The Yomarim at that stage do not save the Kama. Then he forgot the Yomarim. So the Yomarim were never a savior. That's why they become Shechicha when he forgot them. But if they were a savior, maybe an Echidami, something which is a savior, does not become Shechicha afterwards. So the Gemara concludes that there's no Raya from here. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Mem Dalet.